On Friday, President of the Ipswich Residents and Ratepayers Association, Jim Doddrell, was fronting a media conference outside Parliament House calling for a new anti-corruption watchdog.
The problem is systematic in Ipswich. The problem goes all the way right through the council, the councillors, the mayor and the CEO and senior officers in Ipswich City Council.
On Sunday, he was in hospital, having, along with his father, been bashed by a gang of over 15 people in the bush outside Ipswich. I spoke to Jim about the incident.
So on Sunday, I was at church, Riverview Catholic Church, in the morning. I was leaving, and I was approached by a gentleman who I've never met before. He asked me if I was Jim Doddrell from the Ipswich Ratepayers Association, which I confirmed with him. And he said he would like to get some help from me. He had a complaint about trail bike noise near his house, he claimed. And he asked if I could meet him 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon so that he could show me the problem. So I actually arrived, you know, at the designated place at 4 o'clock, and he led the way down a dirt track. We sort of walked up to the top of this embankment, noticed that there were half a dozen trail bikes or so, and then about another 15 or so people gathered around cars and four-wheel drives, all with beer bottles in their hands. And immediately upon sighting us, the trail bike riders and the people around the cars and four-wheel drives all approached us very quickly, and they were very angry and confrontational immediately, very aggressive. We were told immediately that we were going to be killed. You know, to me at that point in time, that was just some angry, you know, 18-year-olds or whatever, just, you know, being silly. But it escalated very, very quickly. I asked for them to calm down, you know, and I said, you know, we'll just leave, you know, you calm down and that'll be the end of it. But there was, I was told straight away that you're not leaving here alive. And then there was shouts to get his camera and kill him. So then obviously I was taking this a lot more seriously. So then the punches started to come our way. I initially had some success in blocking and evading some of those attacks, but there were so many attackers that, you know, it just became too difficult. They were all around us, and keeping in mind we were at the top of a slope, so, you know, maybe about an 8-meter slope, so we were pushed down the slope and attacked. We were hit with objects, bottles, rocks, poles, kicks, punches. You know, it went for maybe 5 minutes. I was on the ground for a little while, being beaten and stomped on. My father's 73 years old. He was being attacked as well by a group. One of the people on top of me was screaming, kill, kill. You know, so their intentions were quite extreme. You know, it wasn't just, you know, here's a slap, get lost kind of thing. They were fairly serious, these people. I believe they were intoxicated and perhaps under the influence of, you know, substances. But the attack never relented. It continued for some time. I was fortunately able to get to my feet. There was just a slight pause, enough for me to get to my feet. I located my father a few meters away. He was under attack as well. I was still under attack. But we were able to kind of move close to each other, so it gave us an opportunity to be able to back away. We weren't able to run away because if there were a lot of young guys there who would have easily outrun us. So we backed away, still under attack. Eventually, we got far enough, I believe, from the trail bikes and vehicles that the attackers didn't want to go further. It's not that they didn't want to continue their attack. I just feel that they felt insecure being too far away from their vehicles if they needed to escape. That gave us an opportunity to then call the police. They retreated and we could hear their vehicles drive away. Then that gave us an opportunity to return back to the original scene because my camera had been stolen, my jacket and car keys had been stolen, my father's watch and glasses had been stolen, and a few other items of property had been stolen off us physically. They'd been pulled off us physically. So we looked around for some of those items. I found my glasses, but we didn't find anything else. So then we just stayed there and waited for the police to arrive.
So for an outsider, I think the inference that we would draw from this is that it has something to do with your recent high profile regarding corruption allegations. Is that how you interpret it?
A number of people have suggested that that might be the case, including people who are experienced in law enforcement. To be very honest, I have no evidence of that. But if somebody was to prove that to me, I wouldn't be surprised. There is a toxic, dangerous political environment in Ipswich. You have involvement from federal members of parliament to state and local government officials who have been proven to be colluding together in the recent Operation Belcara Triple C hearings. So we know that these people are associated. We know that they collude with each other. Exactly what they do and what they collude on is still, you know, under investigation. But I wouldn't be surprised if somebody was to tell me that there was some sort of coordination or organisation to the attack on us. But at this point in time, my main concerns are, number one, that my father recovers and that he's okay. I'm fairly confident that I'll, you know, be 100%, you know, in a few days or a few weeks. I've got a few fractures that have to heal and some staples to be removed, you know, from head wounds and that kind of thing. But I guess the second thing is that I really would like to ensure that this doesn't happen to anybody else. You know, I wouldn't wish this on anybody, you know. And so I believe there has to be an inquiry, an independent inquiry into the motivations and the actions and the relationships of people within Ipswich City Council, because I believe that there are serious problems in Ipswich, and I believe that only an ICAC-style inquiry will uncover, or will have the powers to uncover those motivations and those people involved in those kind of activities.
Reports on Monday were that one person has been questioned and then released by police, but there is surely more to come in this story if there is someone willing and empowered to dig around and find the truth.